Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is censorship, food shortage, and water poison. And I've got a little bit of good news. It seems that the Berkeys have found a few that they can sell. And since we're one of their oldest and probably largest distributors, they called us. And they said, okay, we got 15 Royal Berkeys, but before we could call them back, they were already gone. However, we said, yes, we'd love to have 15 Royal Berkeys. So here's the situation. They say that they do not have any extra filters. This is all they have, 15 Royal Berkeys, and it comes with two filters. Okay, that's great. That's enough to filter water for a family and maybe even a couple of families. They say that the expected ship date is 2 weeks. And they're saying that this is not an order yet. It's a wish list. But they expect to be able to get them to us in a couple of weeks, or at least start shipping them in a couple of weeks. They're $450 plus whatever the shipping is, and we're not taking any online orders. If you want one, the only way you can get it is to call us, 785-266-1112, and make certain that we've still got this order. She can tell you all of the answers there. Anyway, 785-266-1112 if you'd like to get a Royal Berkey. All right. First, we'll start with censorship. Now, this comes from the dream that I've already read a couple of times from Dana Coverstone, December 2023, and I'm only going to read just the one paragraph. He said censorship will become the standard, and the attempt to silence the voices speaking truth will come to naught only as the faithful pray and speak the truth themselves. And it specifically said that is coming this year, 2024. Now, I can tell you that, I guess maybe I'll say the name. Like, for example, we got on TikTok, and we started getting thousands of views, and they deleted the video. And then we put on a different video. They deleted the video. And we've been actually battling them for 2 or 3 months, and finally they just would delete the whole channel. If we would open up another channel, they would delete the whole channel. And so we can't get on TikTok. And I'm pretty sure that some of the others, I probably shouldn't mention the names. One starts with an F. We have been at about 60,000 subscribers for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. Can't seem to get any more. They dribble in like nothing. And then, of course, the one that starts with Y totally deleted our channel. Totally. We had almost 100,000 subscribers. They totally deleted it. And no redress of grievances, no phone call, no, hey, you got to change this, nothing. And we had spent $50,000 in advertising, boosting up the program or the channel. Is just, boom, gone. So I can tell you, censorship is real. But what this prophecy says, it's about to get a whole lot worse. And what it's specifically saying is that if you don't want your voice turned off, you got to do two things. You got to continue to speak and pray it won't be taken off. Now, if you're one that wants to pray the Prophecy Club does well and not taken off, then the way you do that is go to prophecyclub.com, slide all the way to the bottom, sign up and become part of the Fast Track team. These are people, I think there's like 1,800 of them now, that fast and pray every Tuesday night from Tuesday midnight till Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. and specifically pray the same prayer. It takes about 60 seconds to pray it. And you quit anytime you want to. We never send product offers or ask for donations. This is only if you want to fast and pray for Prophecy Club. And while you're there, you can also sign up for Fast Gap, and that is fasting and praying for America at the bottom of prophecyclub.com. Okay, so we know censorship is coming. The problem is we want to believe somewhere over the horizon, maybe some of the nation won't come to America. Yes, it will. The WEF infiltrated Australia. Now, you have to understand, their objective is not just taking over Australia. The objective is world government with the Antichrist sitting on the throne. So what they plan in one nation, they also plan to do the same thing in other nations. So it says, WEF infiltrated Australia, bans words like brother and sister under a new anti-discrimination law. The far-left state of New South Wales will become the first Australian state to impose the WEF gender-neutral policy. The report notes that the Anti-Discrimination Act of 1977 is being modernized, and WEF officials are lobbying for the changes, no surprise. They want to change people to start saying the word sibling instead of the different sex, such as opposite sex. The report also notes that under the same overhaul of anti-discrimination, feminist lobbyists are attempting to enshrine female areas, services, and sports for biological women and girls by denying right of access for transgender-identifying males. They also, we've got a kind of a little bit of that, and some would even say a whole lot of that already in America. They also want to be able to lawfully label biological men as male, regardless of those men's chosen gender identity. Oh, no, it's not just happening in Australia. It's happening in America. Franklin Graham erupts on church officials claiming husband and wife are hurtful words. Franklin Graham, the popular evangelist, is scolding officials of the Methodist Church in the United Kingdom. It's because they're telling ministers that using the words husband and wife is hurtful. We wouldn't want to hurt anyone's feelings, would we? You know, by telling them Jesus is the only way to have eternal life, okay? The church's ideology comes from the worldwide agenda to promote the LGBT lifestyle choices. Those lifestyles made the use of these words awkward because, for instance, when two men are married, which is the husband, or are both? Graham Online wrote, the Methodist Church in the United Kingdom has released its own, quote, inclusive church language guide. It urges ministers and churchgoers to avoid using words such as husband, wife, and more because those terms might be hurtful or offensive to someone. He scolded, shame on the Methodist Church. These are biblical terms, and the marriage between a man and a woman is biblical truth. The word wife is used in some 360 verses and 38 books in the Bible. He explained they are, in essence, trying to edit what the Word of God says and teaches to be more appealing to the changing whims of culture. We are warned against that in Scripture. As Christians, we aren't called to avoid what might be offending people. We are called to share the truth of God's Word that can guide and direct us through every step of life. A report from the Western Journal explained that the UK organization is telling ministers and parishioners to avoid certain words on the basis that their usage makes assumptions about one's family life. The church claims that, as Christians, we need to have the courage for conversations that can sometimes be difficult, to recognize that we sometimes exclude people, to listen with humility, to repent of any hurtful language or imagery, or to take care of how we listen and what we say, write, or depict in the Spirit of Christ. It explained about the infinite variety in the way of God's creation is expressed in human life. So, terminology such as husband and wife may sound inoffensive, but it makes assumptions about a family or a personal life that is not the reality for many people. At Methodist, GB brands terms husband and wife offensive. This is not Christianity, they say. It is critical theories, and it smashes heteronormativity. New word. It is no longer enough to acknowledge disordered lifestyles. Everything normative or ordered must be demolished for fear of causing offense. We wouldn't want to offend anybody by telling people Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him, right? The report noted other terms such as brothers and sisters are also unacceptable on the grounds that it, quote, doesn't take into account our non-binary friends. Well, non-binary friends. Who's coming up with this stuff? Well, of course, the devil. Going full into the woke ideology being promoted by leftists, the church said, you might consider using siblings, friends, or children of God instead. Similarly, using he or she could be exclusive. They is also accurate and acceptable. The statement explained the church organization wants to recognize the harm that it has done to marginalized groups by the church and make amends. Okay, so what we're supposed to do is bend to the devil's way and not walk the straight and narrow path, right? Now let's talk about food shortage. Thousands of German farmers rise up against the WEF takeover food supply and a media blackout. Oh, surely not. You don't suppose their media is owned and controlled by the devil too, like ours? Thousands of farmers in Germany are rising to protest the World Economic Forum's takeover of the nation's food supply. Amid a total mainstream media blackout, thousands of farmers in Germany are protesting the WEF's plans to forcibly seize all farms in Germany in order to meet the 2030 Great Reset agenda. Did you catch that? They're planning to seize all farms. Did you know that Bill Gates and a couple other people have been buying up massive amounts of farmland in America? He goes on to say farmers will no longer get tax breaks for diesel. They won't get exemption from car tax for farming vehicles under the new plan. They say that these new measures will protect the climate. Great idea. Let's make farming much more expensive, thus making food more expensive in the name of climate change. Farmers are not happy about this, so they've been protesting. Last month, some 40,000 farmers blocked the streets of Berlin with an estimated 8,600 tractors, a 10-kilometer-long convoy. They're not happy. They're poisoning our milk now. Cows are being fed toxic chemicals to stop climate change. It's that serious. The Netherlands plan on seizing thousands of farms and reduce the number of livestock. New Zealand, the left-wing government, was just defeated after farmers united to oppose them in their new fart tax to reduce emissions from cows. Countries are beginning to feed toxic chemicals to cows to get them to have less burps and farts. Yes, you read that correctly. To reduce climate emissions and meet the 2030 climate goals, of course. By the year 2030, the agricultural industry must reduce climate emissions by 5 million tons of CO2. In other words, this, of course, goes back to the UN Agenda 2030 global goals, which none other than Bill Gates himself is funding. The goal is that all ruminant livestock used for dairy and meat shall be fed methane-suppressing chemicals in just a few years. Now, what are they calling this new milk? One dairy producer is calling it future milk. Another, climate milk. It's not some crazy future conspiracy. I went to the grocery store in Norway and found climate milk is already on the shelves. The chemical that they're giving the cows is classified as corrosive, flammable, irritant, and a health hazard, and is suspected of damaging fertility in the unborn child. It has a warning label for reproductive toxicity, very harmful to the male reproductive system in rats, our milk supply being poisoned in the name of climate change. The worst part is it seems like nobody in the mainstream media is talking about this. People have no clue what is happening to the milk. See, they have the same problem we do. We don't own, we don't control our media. They control us. It's the tail wagging the dog. Now let's talk about water being poisoned. How many prophecies do we have about water being poisoned? Many. This comes, Dana Coverstone. I'm only going to read part of it. The scene changed. I was hearing news reports and seeing newspaper headlines with serious-faced reporters announcing deaths all over the country. This is America, okay? In both rural and metropolitan areas. The reports were about water systems being poisoned in various areas around the country. I saw headlines, entire communities poisoned through the water supply. Reporters were telling people to drink nothing but bottled water, or water they knew was not connected to the local water supply. It was affecting both larger and smaller communities, but not every community. Now, again, we got 15 Royal Berkeys supposedly on a wish list on the way. Don't go online to order one. Call us, 785-266-1112. Look, it's been several months. We've been totally out of them. And frankly, we didn't think we'd get any more. My guess is these will probably be gone in 24 hours. All spoken for. 785-266-1112. It was impacting the West more so than other places in the U.S., according to the reporters. And they were announcing that there were National Guard units, fully armed, watching water facilities. Did you ever think that the National Guard would be called out to see that our water in America is not poisoned? Thousands reported as having died in hospitals and were fully heavily poisoned people getting medical treatment, and FEMA centers were being set up in those regions. An emergency broadcast announcement was running along the bottom of the TV screens and monitors stating that the boiling water was not an effective way of making any water safe. Let's say the poison is a chemical, boiling it won't fix it. Let's say the poison is a snake venom, boiling won't fix it. Now, it's a virus, if it's a bacteria, yeah, boiling fixes it. I then saw a clock tower above a municipal water supply, and his hands pointed to 4:05 in the afternoon. Now, I don't know what 4:05 in the afternoon means, but my guess is that it's probably the fourth month of 2024. It could even be saying the fifth month of 2024. I don't know, but I think there's a high probability it'll be this year. U.S. water utility is targeted by foreign hackers, prompting calls for a cybersecurity overhaul. In a tiny Aliquippa Water Authority in western Pennsylvania was perhaps the least suspecting victim of an international cyber attack. It had never outside help in protecting its systems from cyber attack, either at its existing plant dating back to the 1930s or the new one they're building. Then, along with several other water utilities, was struck by what federal authorities say are Iranian-backed hackers. My guess is it's actually Molochs. Okay, these evil people in high places that want to put the Antichrist on the throne. Okay, it's probably, maybe it is Iran-backed, but it's the Molochs behind them. Okay, these evil people. The danger, officials say, is hackers gaining control of automated equipment to shut down pumps that supply drinking water or contaminate drinking water by reprogramming automated chemical treatments. Now, it could be an oversupply of chemicals, but that's not what the prophecy says. It's probably some kind of a chemical or some kind of a poison, like snake venom or something. More than 50,000 water utilities, much of which are local authorities. Besides, utilities say it is difficult to invest in cybersecurity when upkeep of pipes and water infrastructure is already underfunded. In other words, they're not going to have the funding to do this. So again, call 785-266-1112 if you want to get one of the last 15 Royal Berkeys on our wish list. It's not even on order, but they say we should be able to get in a couple of weeks. That's what they say. 785-266-1112. I recommend, if you want to have your wealth not lost, if you've got it in an IRA, if you got it in a 401k, if you got it in a bank, if your wealth is in paper, as Lindsey Williams said, it's worth the paper it's written on. In other words, it's about to be worthless. So I'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com. You can also reach them, call 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653. They'll give you some ideas on what to do. That is their job, to help you not lose your wealth. I also recommend you go to josephkitchen.com. Get yourself a machine package. That's the wherewithal to grind the wheat berries into flour, put those into a bread machine with five other ingredients, push about 2 hours or 40 minutes later, and have a nice hot loaf of whole wheat bread. I've had many people email me. They absolutely love the bread. They love the whole idea. And see, because it's long-term storage food. And as in the days of Pharaoh, what fed the world for 7 years? It was wheat. I believe wheat is God's food for famines, for God's famine food. It is, there is no perfect one food a person could eat for their whole lifetime and be totally healthy. But in my opinion, bread may come the closest. I mean, why does God call us the wheat? Wheat and the tares, okay. I think it's because the primary thing we're supposed to be eating is wheat. So go there, and then after you get the machine package, that's all of the mechanical things to make the bread, then you decide how much food you want. By the way, most of your long-term storage food, you're talking $9,000 or $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Did you get that? $9,000 to $10,000, one person, 1 year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000 per person. We're not talking about half price. We're not talking about 80% less. We're talking about like 90% less than what the other people can tell you that they can get you long-term storage for. I do not know of anybody that can beat that. This is an actual loaf of bread that I actually made. I eat bread. I mean, it's. I also have to say that it's brought my cholesterol down. It's brought my blood pressure down. And that I don't get hungry as often. I typically will have a slice for breakfast and a slice for lunch and then a normal meal for whatever. And I've lost, 30 pounds over the last year. And in my opinion, I think the primary thing is that did it was, of course, watching what I eat and, you know, all the other things, but bread. So I eat bread as the primary source. And it's also, it'll reduce your food budget too. Anyway, go check it out. So what is an EMP shield device? It's a device you can put on your car and your house that in an EMP attack is supposed to stop the attack. And if you go to empshield.com and if you use the promo code PROPHECY, they give you a $50 discount. They also have videos up there, shows you how to install it on your car and your house and everything, and it's not difficult at all. I've got one of them right here. Red goes to red, black goes to black, green goes to the car, body of your car, and you just peel it off the back, stick it under there. Got another device that goes on your house. So, not complicated. Take you about 10 minutes to put them in. So, empshield.com promo code is PROPHECY.